This is definitive.
All right, sure. That's close enough.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
Awesome.
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle when you can put somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
This is extremely derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Not original, uninspired.
Yeah, I'm derivative as hell.
Oh, well, I'm the type of guy who will never shut my mouth. If you want to know what kind of snacks I like, well, you're about to find out. I'll tell some funny stories, but they always end the same. Yelling at some little Alaskan, don't you know my name? They call me the Yodeler. Yeah, the Yodeler. I yodel, 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 yodel. Oh, well, there's Jeannie to the left of me and Liz is to my right. Tori's having a party, but I guess I missed an invite. And when they ask me which one I love the best, I tear open my shirt and I show a Courtney on my chest. Cause I'm the yodeler, yeah, the yodeler. I yodel, 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 yodel.
Welcome to Derivative. We get a throwback jingle there in honor of the great Dion DiMucci. So I spent the past week in Las Vegas at a conference for work, and while I was there, I saw an advertisement for a group called the Bronx Wanderers. Now, being a fan of Dion, I assumed that this must be some type of Dion tribute group, given that the name The Bronx is, you know, an homage to where he grew up, and The Wanderer is his signature song. Well, I was not disappointed. The band was fantastic. It was a father and his two sons, and then some other band members playing a lot of throwbacks. Every time they mentioned Dion's name, a golden light would shine down from above, and they would show his picture on the backdrop. They only did two Dion songs, though, the very first one and the very last one. And that was too bad. I was talking to him after the show. I would have loved to hear more about it. But when we were talking, they also mentioned, in addition to loving Dion, that they were aware that there's a new show coming to Broadway, hopefully. It'll be in previews this May called The Wanderer, one of those jukebox musicals based on the life of Dion. And it was just announced actually that same day that playing Dion will be Joey McIntyre, who I was not familiar with, but then I realized when I saw who it was that this is a former New Kid on the Block. So I'm a little bit nervous that that's really going to have the right tone and everything, but, you know, got to hope that it's going to work out. And I will certainly be there for one of those opening shows, either the limited Jersey run or when it finally makes its way to Broadway. Love all Dion music. If you like some of the Dion covers that I've done in the past, I recently released on my YouTube channel, if you search for Little Songs, the extended demo of the Dennis, Tony, and John song featuring that new verse about Booger McFarlane that I wrote for the past Jingle Fest. So go check that out if you're a fan of 60s political sad ballads or just Dion or just this channel in general. One of the things I was surprised that the Bronx Wanderers didn't cover, given that they did a lot of stuff from New York artists, was Billy Joel. But one person who did do Billy Joel was Joe Arrow this past week with a wonderful take on Tony meeting his Amazon Alexa.
Dr. Hoffwaff has just met Alexa. After 5 years living with her in his home, he just wanted to hear that Billy Joel song. Now I don't think he can leave her alone. She's got his forecast, she knows how to milk a cow. She can name the rascals, Tony loves his new gal pal. She knows your Wi-Fi, she can hear everything you say. Just ask her and she'll tell you Cindy Boren's age. Tell me how long should I boil my eggs, Alexa? I need to know the score of last night's Wizards game. No, I can't believe I just met you, Alexa. Did you know I'm in the hall and on the wall of fame?
Ah, that really is a near-perfect jingle there by Joe Arrow. And I love how not only does it make use of the original song title, Alexa, to play on the Alexa conversation, but it mixes in both Tony's actual observations about looking up sports scores or playing songs, along with some things that it could do, like naming the Rascals or getting Cindy Bourne's age. I thought that was a really clever take and all that. And just really funny. I mean, anything Billy Joel I'm going to like probably in general, or like Dion earlier, or Oasis that you're going to hear later. I mean, there's certain things that pretty much whatever, you know, gets put to it, I'll say, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good. But that one I thought in particular did a great job. Now, somebody else who consistently does a good job is KJ. And Bill Bardo had posted a T-shirt song set to Fever that as soon as I saw it, I wanted to record it. But KJ swooped in and did a great job. And I'm glad because you probably hear enough of me. So I wanted to play that now. This is about T-shirts, and I think it's a great take on Fever. And then there's another collaboration. This is both with Bill Pitcher, KJ, John, and Steve about the Quip toothbrush. So here's two songs heavily featuring KJ Onstad.
Well, you know, I buried three dogs and I killed a restaurant too. Radio was too much for me. You know, I'll probably lose this podcast soon, but I got T-shirts. T-shirts from Chatter, T-shirts in the little house. T-shirts in the basement, T-shirts mailed out by my spouse. My son, now he hates me.
Quip's electric!
What's with this toothbrush?
Quip's electric!
I do love free stuff.
Quip's electric.
But why is it shaking?
Quip's electric.
A pair of double A's really gets the juices flowing. I don't understand. Just keep the wealthy flowing.
It's Mr. Fire.
Quip's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. But I'm gonna try it.
Quip's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. This time I ain't scared. Do you think this thing grows hair?
Quip's electric. Boogie, woogie,
woogie. Such a great jingle. I don't know if that hair thing actually references something Tony said or just is a clever observation. But that song inspired me to do another parody, also called Quip's Electric. But first, before I share that with you, I have a message from our new sponsor, SketchVPN. Look, we all love crimes, but when we're committing crimes, sometimes we want some privacy. Or maybe you aren't a criminal, but you want to use SketchVPN to email your favorite podcast and tell them you live in Alaska or maybe Iraq. Well, with SketchVPN, no one will be any of the wiser. Remember, SketchVPN is the only VPN service endorsed by both ISIS and NAMBLA. Or, if you don't want to support criminals, you could consider supporting this podcast. Please visit patreon.com/littlesongs and pledge just $3. In return, I will send you a Little Songs mug, some stickers, and other fun stuff from time to time. All right, now that song, The Electric Slide, Quip's Electric. When I saw that title, my first thought, because of where my headspace is and the songs I listen to, was She's Electric, an Oasis song, that, oh, that'd be a great parody. So then I quickly went off and wrote this next jingle. And then on the same topic, this is going to be a very toothbrush-centric show today, I apologize. I also, when Tony was doing the Quip read recently, he used two words very emphatically that are also the name of a great song from the 90s by Van Halen. So I'm going to play these two parody jingles about the electric toothbrush that I recorded yesterday in homage to this topic. I mean, we're really scraping the bottom here, I guess, just doing jingles about toothbrush ads, but I think these are both pretty funny. See what you think.
In ways Tony never expected, and the first refill is free. He knows the sales pitch, and someday soon Tony may switch, but for now he left it over the Bay Bridge, and the first refill was free. You pay $25. Get your first.
should get Quip. It'll work out great. Brush once in the morning, then once at night. Then stick your brush to the wall. If you have good habits, then you are good. Come on and go, go, go sign up online.
Right now.
Hey, claim your free refill.
Right.
I noticed at littlesongs.net that Jesse West has written a great parody of Look Down, the opening song from Les Mis, because this lends itself so well to Tony and Michael arguing, like Valjean and Javert, and there's some really great lines in here. He wrote a 4-minute version, and it looks like Robert Berg had some comments that this is too long, you got it, you know, it's a great idea, but you got to cut it down, so now he's trimmed it to about 2 minutes. I'm going to play a quick clip here and then give my own observations. Hopefully, maybe at some point, we can all collaborate on something that fits that 1-minute mark and actually has a chance of making the show. Because the idea of having that song structured as this argument between the two really, I think, is hilarious. And the idea of them arguing about the time to start the show and don't forget my name and who I am, essentially, I think is perfect for Tony arguing with his son. So here's a brief clip of that Jesse West parody.
But we discussed it in late. It's my name on the show. Dad, I'm just trying to help. You have to give the people time. They want to come see your show. They can see the end. Our old guy radio. Unless they learn the meaning of 6 a.m. 6 a.m. is so early to be a slave of the time. Signs. My name is also Kornheiser, and I'm off. Do not forget my reign. Do not forget I made this show. Sun's down, sun's down. It's time to make this show.
Again, I think that is such a great idea with so much potential. It's well done there in that format. I selfishly want to be involved just because Valjean, the Colm Wilkinson voice, Javert, you know, like just that voice is so ridiculous. I would love to do something to that. Speaking of other ideas, I got a submission from Nathan to do a parody of Watching the Wheels by John Lennon. So I thought I would just put that out here to see if anybody has any ideas. It was loosely constructed, and the idea essentially is, how's that song start? Like, people say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. And so something like that, like, people say I'm old, Kornheiser 71. And then there's not really much after that. And then the chorus would be something, I think, that maybe like, I'm just sitting here reading the signs along the road, cool laser fat removal, that sounds cold or something. I think that there's potential if the whole song could just be maybe a rambling mess, like the verse, instead of that Kornheiser 71 even, could just be random sign shoutouts. So if you have any ideas, email ChineseFood@tkjingles.com of the typical signs you see on the highway. Maybe last rest stop for 48 miles or gas at this exit. It could be anything. Any road signs you think would make a funny incorporation into the song. I think cool fat laser removal probably will be in there just because that's something Tony said before. Email ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. And then if that doesn't work, if you get a bounce back, send me a message on Twitter @JerryNegrelli because I've heard someone was trying to contact me and that email address didn't work. I had a few folks test it. It seemed to be fine. So I'm not sure what went wrong. But I always want to make sure that that's working so you can get access to me if you have any ideas about something. So I mentioned earlier that I would do pretty much any Oasis song. And so there was a really great idea set to Wonderwall called Chatter Small by Brian Lawson. And I thought this idea was so funny, basically, you know, rhyming Wonderwall with size small or something. So I took it and maybe changed half of it or whatever, made some edits. The original idea was very good. The original lyrics were very good. I just made a few changes, kind of suiting it to my own style. here is my parody of Wonderwall about all those chatter-sized smalls.
Today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna send these out to you. Oh no, I just realized this is way too much for me to do. I don't believe that anybody knows what I've been through with these shirts and Carol's with me helping with the packing while Tony's standing in the doorway laughing. There are many things that I would much prefer to do, but I can't right now. No, I can't right now. But maybe Rob will be the one that saves me. Or my downfall will be all these smalls.
Thank you again to Nathan for that wonderful idea. That, of course, was a parody of Wonderwall, a very well-known song by Oasis. And earlier we heard a parody of She's Electric, a rather obscure song by Oasis. So if there is a song by one of the three artists featured today, Billy Joel, Dion, or Oasis, that you'd like to hear, no matter how obscure, I probably know it and would love to collaborate with you on that. So send all your ideas to the littlesongs.net website ideas page. I encourage you to go there periodically and just listen to the songs. I only feature a select few things here. Tony's show has even more stringent requirements. All the material is at littlesongs.net. I welcome your feedback on this podcast, or if you like the road shows or don't like the road shows, whatever format you like, send me your input. Twitter is the fastest way to get to me. I love the private messages or emails or whatever, just to get more direct feedback, though you can be a little bit more honest about stuff. And thank you for listening to Derivative. If you have not yet left a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, I encourage you to do so. That affects how the show shows up in recommendations and people's feeds and stuff like that, to just increase awareness of it. If you want to share a link with somebody on the Littles page or Facebook group or something like that, that would be awesome too. I thank you for your support. I'll be back here hopefully very soon. And we'll probably do a road show again here in the next week or two, heading back to Benetics. But for now, we're back in the studio doing it old school. Thanks for listening.
I sent a fax to the Kornheiser radio show. Tony didn't read it, 'cause no one reads faxes no more. Whoa, Tony, Tony, I'll still write you. To my wedding I'll invite you. Tony, 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 won't you read mine sometime? A tattered postcard, a sweat-stained hat, Sharpies and blank CDs, a dozen golf balls, deer antler spray, and Courtney's DVDs. Oh, and Tony's keeping his old man candy, and the wine's all his. Okay, but the word swag in the mailbag he'll slowly give away. The worthless swag in the mailbag he'll slowly give away. Here's another stupid mailbag song at the end of Mr. Tony's show. I'll try to keep it to a minute long so you can hear more of the Littles know. We'll be right back.
sleeping on.